Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of the biggest stories of the past week has been the federal funding freeze. While the original memo has been rescinded, the Trump administration still intends to carry it out, causing panic for social services and governments everywhere, including Wisconsin. Mike Moen reports.
The White House issued a memo that ordered agencies to temporarily pause all activities related to the distribution of federal financial assistance. Officials stress it's meant for programs to show their priorities align with the new administration and that direct aid from things like Social Security and SNAP won't be disrupted. But Richard Fiesta with the Alliance for Retired Americans notes the psychological effect in this part of the U.S.
It would be much more important to have these programs on time and ready to go rather than this chaos we're seeing.
A judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked the pause from taking effect, but that order only lasts until Monday. Democrats and even some Republicans in Congress took issue with the administration's actions amid questions about legal authority. And those criticizing the move say as the situation plays out, even a temporary pause in funding could be very harmful to services like Head Start and suicide prevention hotlines. Fiesta worries some programs could look very different after agencies are reviewed by White House budget leaders.
We could see much more strain on the healthcare system in general, on hospitals. You could see a ripple effect because of inability to get care.
He points to Medicaid playing a big role in funding rural health care networks, including nursing home costs. Policy experts say drastic cuts, no matter how they're carried out, could put more pressure on state budgets. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Another loss for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead but lost at home last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Giannis had 30 points, Chris Middleton with 20. Damian Lillard asked how Milwaukee has now lost to the Grizzlies 7 games in a row.
They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies, and they all fly around, they crash the glass. You know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy.
The Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight against the Thunder. The Badgers are back home tomorrow night against Indiana. They picked up a win at Northwestern over the weekend. NFL in New Orleans, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl this Sunday. If Kansas City wins, that would make Patrick Mahomes a three-peat champion like Michael Jordan or baseball's Derek Jeter.
Watching them and listening to things when they talk about, that's helped shape my career and how I have to work. And obviously, that's a long ways, I feel like, still for me to go to be mentioned with those guys, but I'll try to do whatever I can to be close enough as I can be.
That's the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
What is up, everybody? Happy Monday. I'm going to call it a happy Monday for reasons that will become very clear in a moment. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every day, I'm going to try to find something that is positive. And I think today we're going to start there because I was very excited by what happened at the Grammy Awards. Yesterday, we're going to hopefully be listening to some Beyonce music during all my in and outros today because the curse has finally been broken, everyone. Woo! We should all be applauding. I was so relieved. Stayed up late. I usually am well tucked into bed before 11 p.m. on Sunday evenings, but was staying up late to watch Album of the Year get handed out yesterday to none other than Bey, the Queen Bey herself, Beyonce Knowles. I'm going to talk a little bit about that today and the good news that I think that represents, as well as the messages that a lot of the artists that received awards and recognition last night had to convey, what we can all take from that. I think there was a lot of hope and hopeful resistance and joy that we saw on the Grammy stage yesterday. And so I want to celebrate and enjoy that with each and every one of you. If you have a favorite Grammy moment or an artist you think got snubbed yesterday, I totally want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Now, if you haven't heard me talk about Beyonce before, I have gone deep, deep, deep on some Bey, specifically about the Beyonce Bowl, which happened on Christmas Day, which was absolutely amazing. I broke down all of the symbols in that amazing artistic performance. I really do think Beyonce has transcended pop music, transcended genres. She is now one of America's great artists. Everything that she does is layered with meaning. If you would like a breakdown of what Beyonce Bowl was all about and the power of the imagery and symbolism that she deploys in every one of her performances, that one being no exception, you can check out that show, which I dropped the first week of January that I was back with each and every one of you full time. You can always find my old shows on Spotify, Apple Pods, and of course, at the Civic Media website. Before I dive deeper into the Grammys, let us remind ourselves that, oh my gosh, it is election season already. Can you believe it, everyone? Early voting starts tomorrow. Can you believe that, Sam? Early voting starts tomorrow.
It's already upon us.
It is upon us. You blink, and it is yet another important election season. This one is huge in the state of Wisconsin. So again, early voting for the spring primary legit starts tomorrow. Everybody, you're going to want to make sure that you are registered to vote, that your registration is up to date, that it's got the right address. Go get that ID if you need it for all of that great information and more about being part of the democratic process, which is your right as a citizen of this great state and nation. Go to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. The spring primary, and there is an important primary